Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Are you doing a lot of work on your mindset or your psychology or your personal growth, or maybe all of them? And you feel like there's a lack of energy, or perhaps you've got some negative feelings creeping in? Well, today I'm going to talk about the importance of looking after your brain health for success. So recently, I qualified as a brain health trainer. I've really been studying the hardware, the physical structure of the brain, as well as the psychology and mindset. And I'm now a licensed brain health trainer by Dr. Daniel Amen, an absolute genius with brain health and looking at the brain. From decades of experience, and he's basically condensed all his knowledge into training few people. And I've gone through his training because I feel like you can have a lot of mindset tricks and work on your personal growth, and that's what I encourage. But if we don't look after our brain in the right way, then we can default into negative feelings, a lack of energy. Our brain health is very much related to our mental health. There have been numerous studies that people who experience things like depression, like anxiety, and many, many more things, have differences in the structure of their brain, whether that's been from an accident or whether it's just the way they've been eating or they've been drinking. That can have a big impact on our brain health. And then we start working on our psychology, our personal growth, and doing things like, you know, gratitude, perhaps a bit of meditation, our exercise. I'll take that away from what I just said, but it is a very good thing to do, obviously. And all these things, which are great to do, but then we still resort into these negative feelings, don't feel so good. And that can be because we're not actually looking after our physical brain. So that's what I wanted to cover a little bit today, because it's often overlooked, particularly in personal growth, if we're not looking after the hardware of our brain. And that's what I certainly want to share with you a lot more, because it's knowledge that isn't shared enough in this world. And we often accept things like, oh, I'm anxious, I'm down. But at the same time, we're shoving in junk food into our body. We're listening to negative information, which also affects how your brain shapes. We're drinking too much alcohol, which has been a key fault of mine in the past. Or perhaps we're not drinking enough water. We're not taking in enough of the right supplements we need. And I can think of my own experience. So let's bring in my experience a little bit in this, because I don't just like to talk about theory. So there's been times when I've just been had days when I'm just naturally driven. I get up, I'm excited, I can focus on what I want. And those have been times when I've not been drinking too much caffeine. Those have been times when I'm drinking my water. Those are the times when I've been listening to perhaps relaxing music. I haven't been out the night before or at the weekend. And therefore, my brain's operating quite well. But there's also been times where I've got this will to do something, but perhaps using the example of alcohol, I've had a heavy night. Perhaps I've been drinking too much coffee in the morning, and therefore I just can't sit down. I'm agitated. Now, I'm quite an excitable person, which you probably already know. But there are certainly times when I can focus and concentrate an awful lot better than others. And even junk food. I can remember having, like, you know, waking up and just go, right, I'm going to grab myself some treats, you know, and then grabbing that and then being like, oh, I can't sit down and focus. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I find myself procrastinating about doing anything. And that's because it's affecting my brain. What you take in terms of your nutrition and the information and the way we treat our brains in general has a big impact on our behavior. We can only have so much willpower, and willpower is very limited. And we can only apply so much, you know, drive before we get exhausted because our brain's not in the right shape. So let's go through 8 points you want to consider in terms of your brain health. Now, I am not a licensed professional. I'm not a doctor. Always, if you're looking at your medication and things like that, always consult with your doctor. I can't give you that advice, but I'm just going to share through some tips that you might want to take consideration on. Because as your coach, I'm here to get you thinking. And I don't just do this in terms of what I'm talking about today, but in general, it's always up to you on what actions you want to take. But I'm here as your guide, as your coach. So the first thing is have a look at your sensitivities in your nutrition. Are there certain foods after you have when you feel a bit tired or perhaps you get a bit anxious? Let's use examples. There are certain foods that have gluten in that make me feel tired. Like after I eat bread, I've eaten bread, I felt exhausted after it. Or perhaps when I've had like a processed bowl of cereal, then I felt exhausted because I've had that sugar rise and then crash. But you may have said everyone's got different sensitivities. So really start understanding yourself. And as with anything I teach, the key is self-awareness and picking up on it, even noting things. When you write it down is a really, really helpful point. It's going to help you identify behaviors that aren't serving you. And we get onto autopilot mode, things become automatic. So actually being conscious when you notice a difference, when you've eaten something, is going to be a big, big help. The second thing is also on nutrition, but it's, are you having enough of the right vitamins and minerals? So an example of this is vitamin D. Vitamin D has a huge role on your mood. Vitamin D, we get that from the sun. Now, I live in England, and you may live in England, you may not, but England doesn't have a whole year of sunshine, let's be honest. In the summer, there's certain summers when we get a really hot summer and it's amazing. I like both the winter and summer. I'm generally a pretty happy customer, but I do like going away, going on holiday to somewhere like America or the Greek islands, which pre-COVID were the only two places I seem to have gone. I went to New Zealand once as well. I've been to Europe, but anyway, we won't go into my traveling life story. But a lack of vitamin D can cause you to feel down, can cause people to feel depressed, it can cause people to feel anxious. Now, how do we get vitamin D if we haven't got the sun? Well, there's plenty of supplements and different sources. Now, it's not actually that strong in many foods. Now, I'm a vegan, so I definitely have to have supplements for vitamin D. And I have my own vitamin D supplements, but that's just one example. Another one's vitamin B12. I won't go too scientific here, but it's worth looking for a professional to actually advise you on your nutrition. Now, you might think, well, that's going to be expensive. Okay, right. Let me ask you this. Okay. So say you get a nutritionist for a couple of hundred, okay? And you think, wow, it's a couple of hundred. Now, a couple of hundred could just be a day trip somewhere or a couple of nights out. What's going to be beneficial for you longer term to understand what things you need more of so that you can be at your best, or perhaps spending money on those clothes or that night out? It's completely up to you. But getting a professional such as a nutritionist to maybe see what you're deficient in or not having enough may be a good idea if you want your brain to be at its best so you can increase your mood. And is there really a price you can put on your mood and feeling good about life? We often see costs, and I'm going to talk about this in a future episode about the money mindset, but we often see costs and think, oh, a nutritionist or a coach, oh, I've got to pay this. It's an investment in yourself. Now, let's not go too much into, you know, investing in yourself, like I say, but ask yourself what you're deficient in and really trying to get an understanding in that. Another example is omega-3. Now, this can come from fish. And I'm a vegan, again, I need to take my own supplements for this. But your brain needs fats, and omega-3 is something that really, really helps the brain. So that if you're deficient in that, you can really get a lot, we can get a bit of brain fog and get a bit like tired and lethargic again, if you don't have enough omega-3. So that's my second tip. Have a look at what you might be deficient in. The third tip is, are you getting enough water? Very simple one. And some of these you might think, yes, I know these, Johnny. But we don't know something until we're actually living and doing it. I'm just going to be honest. Like, we all, for example, you might know someone who's slightly overweight and they know they need to do more exercise and eat less, but they don't know it because they're not living it. We only know something when we do it. So that's why I'm going through these points. And after it, just think about what you could take away to actually start implementing. Make it as easy as possible. As easy as possible for you to access, whether it's first thing in the morning or it's going to be something that you want to stop doing and therefore you make it really hard to do. Okay, so yeah, drinking enough water. We all know we've got to drink water, but not many people do it. Let's be honest, we drink our coffee, our tea. Now, I love coffee, so I'm not saying don't drink coffee. I'm not saying don't drink tea. But if we're not drinking enough water and we're drinking too much of coffee or tea, that's not going to be good for our brain. So your brain gets hydrated by the water, so make sure you're having enough water. I'm going to try to go through these as quick as possible. The fourth point is sleep. And again, this is, we know we have to get more sleep, but we don't do it because we live in a busy culture, depending where you are in the world. But I mean, most listeners to this podcast are UK or USA, and they're very busy, rush cultures. And we don't actually prioritize our sleep as much as we can. And I've had to call myself out for doing this as well. Now, there's always debates on how much sleep we should get. One of my great mentors, he doesn't have as much sleep as me. Some people like 8, some people like 9. I've heard some people like even longer. Some people like 7. Some people can manage on 6, but we're all different. You've got to know how much sleep you need for you. Now, there's lots of technology out there to help you actually measure it, but listen to your body. It's the best thing. If you're getting exhausted and you ask yourself, am I getting enough sleep? And the answer is no. Then look at how you can prioritize your sleep. Schedule it in, you know, cut off your technology at a late hour, but your sleep is really going to help your mood and your brain. If we have a lack of sleep, I've been more on edge, more anxious, more down when I was doing a period when I was really, really working for it and going for everything. And I was getting like 5 hours sleep. I remember having like 1 or 2 hours sleep one night because I was at an event and I just couldn't sleep after it. I was in not a very good environment and I felt horrendous the next couple of days. So ask yourself, are you getting enough sleep? The third point is priming your brain. Now, this is the psychology side, but it does impact the shape and the structure of your brain. So if you're asking bad questions, having bad thoughts all the time, that's not going to give you good brain health. But doing little practices like gratitude or ask yourself, what's going to be great about today? Really prime yourself into those states is going to help you have better brain health as well. The next point is, as I kind of touched on earlier, but I didn't mean to, is exercise. Again, this is the, we all know we've got to exercise, but we don't all do it. Or we don't do enough of, don't get as much exercise as we'd like. Getting exercise, a mixture of cardio and strength training, is so, so beneficial for the brain. You get in feel-good chemicals like endorphins, which are released to the body to calm you down and make you feel in a better mood as well. Ask yourself, are you getting enough of that to get the more oxygen into your brain and therefore feel better and help it be a more healthier brain in general? The seventh is toxins, okay? And what do I mean by toxins? So actually you can get, you know, bad food can have a lot of toxins, but also have a look at the product you're using. And I'm talking about things around the home or in the bathroom, such as your shampoo, your soaps, things like that. And deodorants, that's a big one. After I went to Life Mastery with Tony Robbins back in September, I threw out like half my bathroom because it was like sprays like Lynx and all that. Now you're thinking, well, Johnny, I don't want to get rid of sprays and deodorants. I'm going to stink. Well, actually, I found the body adapts to it after a couple of days. And all you need is just some soaps. And there's some very organic and natural soaps you can get. I don't know if organic is the right word there. You can get some very natural soaps online. And again, I'm not being an affiliate for these people, but companies like Green People, can really, really help you, okay? They have products which are really good. And Yeah, there's many, many products you can get out there which are more natural. But just have a look online. I mean, Google's got a lot of answers. And have a look at how natural a product is versus chemicals. So things like, you know, I don't want to knock off any big names or anything, but there are certain deodorants that have got lots of chemicals and they can actually affect our body and how we feel. Okay. So just be cautious about the toxins you got around your body or home that go into your body. And then the final point, now this sounds a bit, this sounds so common sense, but common sense isn't always that common, especially as me when I was about 5 years old, or well, through most of my childhood, I'm not gonna lie, and my teenage years, but, and some of my 20s. Okay, I developed my common sense when I got into my late 20s, mostly. Anyway, so yeah, this is a point that is mostly common sense. So don't smash your head against things, okay? Research, and particularly when I was studying for the brain health, showed that like former NFL players, American football players, rugby players, and various had brain damage. Now, obviously, I'm not saying give up those sports because people love it and they're great sports. I'm not really one to sit down and watch sport, but I love playing it. But if you have too many head injuries, you know, sometimes we, unfortunately, someone might have an accident and that's happened. And, you know, I never wish that on anyone and hope everyone can recover. But just be careful about like hitting your head on a regular basis if you can avoid it. It sounds very common sense, but from some of the examples I've been learning about, people used to do stupid things when they're drunk. Now, I've had some stupid drunk moments, but one of them was not hitting my head against things deliberately. People do crazy things like try and break stuff with their heads. People sometimes headbutt doors as a joke. If you can avoid it, don't hit your head against things. It sounds very common sense, but common sense isn't that common. So that's what I wanted to say about that point, because it can impact the physical way, manner of your brain. And therefore that can actually change your mood. And there's been studies shown that people who have been like former footballers or have had like an accident, actually their moods change dramatically. And people close to them notice they're getting more irritable. They'd have short bursts of anger. So, you know, we can have the right psychology and work on our mindset, but if we damage the physical structure, then it's going to be hard. And there are actually ways of reversing it by just taking care of it and using some of the other things I said. Some of the, you know, the supplements out there you can use and the right foods and the right drinks. But I just want you to be very wary of yourself and other people from whacking heads deliberately, or if you can avoid it as much as possible against things. Okay, so I really wanted to talk about brain health today because I think it's so important and something a lot of us miss out on. We look at the psychology and the mindset, which is key. You do both at the same time, but we don't look at how we're treating our brain health. And our brain health is our mental health. If we haven't got, you know, we're not looking after the condition of our brain, it's always going to be a challenge in life. Okay. And that's really, really what I'm going to be looking into a little bit more, looking at the brain structure. Now, can you really afford to go through life not looking after your brain? Sometimes we think, oh, health is expensive, but I'll tell you what's more expensive, being ill or not looking after your brain and therefore being in a challenging time in your life because you've not been looking after that brain health. Okay, I've caught myself pulled myself out for it. I've been, you know, in my past, in my history, now and then I'm going to make a mistake and have to call myself out for it. We're all human, but I'm just trying to get you to be more self-aware here. I've done things like drunk the wrong things or eaten the wrong things, or when I was little, didn't know any better, or even as a teenager, whack my head against things. and that kind of impacts in my brain a little bit. But what I'm doing now is following the guidance of what I've learned. I always practice what I preach, and I'm doing as much as possible to take the right supplements that are relevant for me. But if you're someone who's like really intrigued by this and what I've said, I would go and check out the expert himself, Daniel Raymond. So you can find him on Instagram, or I'll leave a link in this episode where you can actually do a test for what type of brain you are. And this is not something they've asked me to recommend, or I'm not an affiliate of them at all, but I just think this stuff is so, so important. They will give you guidance if you do this test on what type of brain you are and actually how you can treat it. I am a brain type 2, which means I'm very excitable, as you can probably tell. I'm very enthusiastic about things, but I do have challenges concentrating for long periods of time, which isn't uncommon in this day and age. But sometimes I really get irritable if I'm not taking the right supplements, the right foods, and that's just caring for my brain. So if you want to check out more about that, you can find it in the description as well. So thank you so much for listening today, and I really appreciate you. If you found this episode useful, and there's so many people who could benefit from hearing this message about brain health, then please share this with friends and family and give the podcast a rating on Apple, just so I can reach more people. Thank you so much if you've done so, and thank you so much for listening today. I appreciate you, and keep building that self-confidence every single day.